The Class C boys quarterfinals finished and the semifinals are set. Joining George Stevens and Central Music in the semifinals will be Fort Kent and Dexter. Fort Kent knocked off Nananaukook 63-48. Dexter, they defeated Central 39-36. After these messages, you'll hear from Fort Kent coach Chad Sear, player Stephen Pierce, and also Dexter coach Peter Murray, along with players Parker Point, Hayden Guthner, Nate Richards. Thank you very much.
Herring Brothers Meats is a family-owned and operated business located in Guilford, Maine. We operate a local retail meat market and a full-time USDA-inspected meat slaughterhouse, smokehouse, and processing plant. The company has been in business since the 1920s and is now run by the third and fourth generation. Herring Brothers has a wide variety of meat products available, from whole sides of beef and pork, roasting pigs, to individual steaks and boxes of wicked good beef jerky.
All right, so I'm here joined by Stephen Pierce, and high score on the night, 17 of it coming in the second half, 22 total. What got you going that second half?
Honestly, we were down and we weren't ready for that, but it was just the fear of going home. I knew we had to come out and play really hard because it's my senior year and I'm not ready to go home yet.
How about that defensive intensity you guys had? You really gave them a lot of issues, forced a ton of turnovers.
Our zone was working pretty well. We did switch to man a little bit, but mostly we were in zone. We were just trying to trap in the corners and really pressure the ball and make it hard for them at all moments.
Yeah, you had a three-point attempt that you got fouled on. You step up to the free throw line and you knocked out down all your attempts, and then that really set the tone for the rest of the game. You had some pretty clutch shots down the stretch, and that was included in that. What was going through your mind late down the stretch of this game?
Not too much. I was just trying to stay calm and not let all the people in the close game get to us. I was hoping that shot would fall, actually, but that would have been the first. That would have been the first and one three I had, but I was able to knock down the free throws, and I was happy for that.
Yeah, and obviously, you're going to play the winner of the game that's about to go on between Central and Dexter. Have you had a lot of time to look at either of these teams?
We have. We know Dexter's extremely good. I believe they're undefeated right now, and they look pretty big, so that's not good for us, but we're just going to go out there and give it our best, and whatever happens, happens.
Congratulations, man. Enjoy having your team.
After these messages, we hear from Fort Kent coach Chad Sear.
Since 1946, Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft has been a part of a community, helping generations of Maine families. Now that it's back to school, Rowell's Garage reminds you to slow down and always stop for school buses. Rowell's Garage is proud to provide school bus service for S8068. And when it's time for a new-to-you vehicle or maintaining your current ride, the team at Rowell's Garage gives you superior service, not just during the sale, but after the sale, too. You can trust their ASC-certified mechanics to get repairs done the first time, on time. If you've been searching for a pre-owned vehicle you can depend on, you'll discover a great selection at Rowell's Garage. Come see for yourself by browsing the lot without feeling the pressure of a big dealer. And don't forget their on-site, automatic, state-of-the-art drive-through car wash this fall. See them on Facebook for updates. You can also visit their easy-to-browse website to search for your next new-to-you vehicle. From cars, crossovers, SUVs, and trucks, find yours at rowellsgarage.com.
All right, so I'm here with Coach Sear. Kind of a tale of two halves for you guys right there. You guys started off hot that first quarter, started off on a 10-0 run. Then they called the timeout, made some adjustments. What were you talking to your guys about during that first half of action?
Basically, just staying calm. I mean, our jitters got to us. The first quarter, we came out, played like we didn't know where we were, and then all of a sudden, once they started to make a little bit of run, the kids' nerves came to them, and that was probably the worst first quarter of basketball we played all season, but I'm glad we were able to shake it off and get back in the second half and make some adjustments of our own to pull it off.
Yeah, what did you talk to the guys about at halftime? Because what a second half. I mean, you put up 38 points second half alone, defensive intensity.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty obvious what I talked about, taking care of the basketball, making sure we're not forcing passes from half court to the wings, getting the ball a little closer, making sure if they're playing aggressive defense, we're making our backdoor cuts that we need to make. And just playing as a team together, no forced shots, not trying to get in there and try to force anything to make referees make a call, just play our own game. That's basically it.
Yeah, Pierce had a great game, great second half, scored 17 in the second half. Were you drawing up plays for him, or did he just kind of get it going?
Our set plays, we have faith in any one of our guys that are on the starting five to take a shot on any of our set plays. So basically, if I call a set play and I point to the player, they know who it's set for. He's been our most efficient plus-minus guy all year long. So he's kind of pulled us out of some of those holes that we've had. He's a great senior leader. We're glad to have him. Yeah, he pulled it out for us again today. So
awesome. Congratulations, coach. Best of luck going forward.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
After these messages, you hear from Paca Pont from the Dexter Tigers.
Hi, this is Elijah Ames from Ames Chiropractic Wellness Center in Bangor and Lincoln. Are you experiencing pain from sports injuries that are keeping you on the sideline? If so, Ames Chiropractic can help you get back in your game. My dad, Dr. Rick, and I have been working as a team to help athletes get back to the activities they love faster and feeling better than ever. If you're experiencing pain while playing a sport you love, come see us at Ames Chiropractic, and we'll put you on a custom treatment program, which may include chiropractic care, massage, and the Arconia laser. Have you recently experienced a painful sports injury? Utilizing the healing power of the Arconia laser, we can help speed up your recovery time, getting you back on the field. How about a concussion? Yep, we can help your recovery there too. Don't let your pain or sports injury keep you down. Schedule an appointment with Ames Chiropractic today by calling 907-AMES or visiting ameschiro.net. Relief is in sight at Ames Chiropractic Wellness Center in Bangor and Lincoln, helping you to naturally feel and be your very best.
All right, I'm here joined by Parker Pont. How about that game for some drama? You guys trailed most of the game, but late down the stretch, some critical free throws really got you over the hump, didn't it?
Yeah, all week we've been working on free throws. We knew we were going to be in for a tough matchup this week, and a couple tough matchups. This was just the first. Mm. So.
Obviously, you played them. You're very familiar with this team. What was different the third time around? Obviously, you guys trailed for a majority of the game. What, did they throw different looks at you? Did they do different things?
They came out with a man defense, which we haven't seen this year. But other than that, I think they just saw what they've seen what we are, so they know what to expect.
And how about down the stretch, a couple free throws by Nate Richards, he missed, and you come up with the biggest offensive rebound of the game, turned into a jump ball, turned into another possession for you guys. At that point, you're only up by two. What was going through your mind on that, and how'd you get that ball?
I just knew somebody had to step up to do something great, I figured. Why not?
Congratulations, bud. Enjoy with your team.
After these messages, you hear from Nate Riches of the Dexter Tigers.
If you are a coach, a booster, a PTA leader, Maine Athletic Fundraising is the choice to help you make money. Maine Athletic Fundraising works with both high school and youth programs of all ages to make you the most amount of money in the least amount of time. No risk, no minimums. Call them today, 207-468-1759, or check them out online, maineathleticfundraising.com.
All right, so I'm here with Nate Richards after a very tightly contested game. They came out with a man defense, and I know you'd seen them before twice this year, and I believe they played zone against you guys. So what was the mindset trying to attack that man this time?
Just be aggressive, maybe not settle for threes like the first half. And second half, we kicked it out, got to the rim a few times, and it broke out a totally different ball game.
Yeah, you guys were trailing for a majority of the game, kept around 4 points here and there. You'd make some runs, but what was Coach Murray saying to you guys around halftime?
Just remember what got us here is our defense, and we made that happen the second half.
Do you feel a little pressure stepping onto the court with an undefeated record, or is it just another basketball game to you guys?
There's a little bit, but it's not as much as I thought. Yep. It's a good like atmosphere because our fans like to get up and cheer, and I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, and obviously you had some huge free throws down the stretch, played very well come the fourth quarter. What was going through your mind when you guys were trailing coming into that quarter and then throughout the quarter itself?
We knew we just had to keep going, get some quick, not quick shots, but like get to the rim, don't settle, and stifling D, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
And looking forward, you guys have Fort Kent coming up. Any thoughts on them?
They like to get up and run, and I don't know if Coach kind of wants to play like that, but we'll have to see.
Yeah, well, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
After these messages, you hear from Dexter player Hayden Guthman.
Please. The businesses, the organizations, the pieces that make up the communities that helped build us,
We're Maine Highlands Federal Credit Union, serving, building, fostering our communities for more than 50 years. And now, serving all of Piscataquis, Penobscot, and Somerset counties. Maine Highlands Federal Credit Union. Personal service, shared value. MHFCU.com.
For all your jewelry needs, go to TJ's Jewelry. We do all our work on site as well as same day ring sizing by appointment. Give us a call at 207-368-3349 or stop in at 7 Mill Street in downtown Newport. Good luck to all our local teams. If you need a place to stay during tourney week, give Charles and a call at 207-992-2820 or visit their website at thecharlesinn.com, located in downtown Bangor at 20 Broad Street in West Market Square.
All right, so I'm here with Hayden Gunther after a pretty tight, pretty hard-fought game right there against Central. You guys were trailing for a majority of the game. What were they doing that was different from the last time you faced off against these guys?
They weren't really doing too much different. I mean, we just weren't hitting shots. We were trying to cause fouls, and we weren't getting them called. And then finally they started fouling at the end of the game, and we kind of knocked down our free throws and played good defense.
You guys threw a couple different looks at them. You threw a press in there.
Yep.
Your defense, obviously, tonight was very impressive. Ferry, one of the better players in Class C. And you, what did you do to try to slow him down tonight?
Basically, try to stay up on him the whole time. I mean, he still scored a bunch of points, but it's not just me playing defense. It's the whole team.
Yeah, so looking forward, Fort Kent was victorious in the game before you guys. You're going to face off against them. Have you had a chance to look at them a lot yet?
We went and watched them play before we went and out and played, and yeah, we saw that they like the running gun and try to get it up the court fast. That'll be a good game.
Well, congratulations, Aiden. Enjoy with your team.
After these messages, you hear from Dexter coach Peter Murray.
Celebrating over 50 years of community pride, Lincoln, Maine Federal Credit Union.
There's a spirit in our people. Some call a sense of pride. A building, growing feeling. That comes from deep inside.
What's your checking account doing for you? Is it just a place to store your money? What if you could earn money with it? At Lincoln Maine Federal Credit Union, they offer both high interest and rewards-based checking accounts that do just that. Stop in and open one. It takes no time at all, and before long, you'll not only see a little extra money, but you'll be part of the Lincoln Maine Federal Credit Union family, where you'll enjoy the friendly, helpful service they've offered for over half a century. Find them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at LincolnMaineFCU.com.
Hometown community spirit, hometown community pride.
Lincoln Maine Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
You're joined by Coach Peter Murray, and following actually the McDonald's bank announcement, I don't know what really to call it, but before that, you came off the heels of a very intense game where you went against Central, and you guys come in the 2-seed, they come in the 7, but didn't feel like a 2-7 game. Very familiar teams.
No, and you know, we knew coming in. I mean, I think there's quite a few people that would say that Central is not a 7-seed.
Yeah.
Central really is talent-wise is good enough to be a top 4 team. They just ended up at 7, and we ended up at 2. So, yeah, third time around is always a little bit tougher because everybody knows each other. We know the kids all know each other very well, and you know each other's tendencies. But the idea is you just sometimes got to grind them out. Typically, to win the tournament down here, you got to have at least one game that's a little bit off. We're hoping that that's the one.
Yeah. Well, in kind of talking about that, maybe a little bit of rust, a little bit of a hangover. It's been a little while since you played like a legitimate basketball game.
It's been 2 weeks. Two full weeks. And that's the negative side of the way the NPA has the tournament set up, is that the C teams always take the brunt of it, all right? So we're the last ones to play, and we were at the absolute last quarterfinal game. So we've been 2 full weeks without a game, and we've had 2 scrimmages in that time, but, you know, scrimmages are not games. It's not really the same thing. And so you kind of lose your mojo a little bit, and then, you know, you got to come down here and play in this environment, which is different. You can be fired up for it and whatnot, but everything could be a little bit off. But the constant for us is defensive end of the court, and we're not going to allow anybody to outwork us. Right. All right, that's really the bottom line. So,
obviously, you guys are boasting a very impressive record, undefeated on the season, and hopefully for you guys that continues. But how did the guys feel? I know that they've had a couple close games so far this season. Obviously, the shot Nate Richards hit in, against Matt Naukuk. How was their energy? How were they taking it when going into that fourth quarter trailing?
Well, I mean, I think our attitude is that we're never out of it. We're never going to be out of it. Our defense is always going to keep us in it. And we've had a few times this year we've been behind, and we've kind of had to come behind. Come from behind, but we're 19-0, but we're not a dynamic 19-0. We're not just trouncing everybody that we come along because we're so super talented, because we're not. Okay, we're just a collection of people that when you mix it all together, the way I describe it to them is it's like looking at all the individual ingredients to a cake. If you ate them by themselves, it wouldn't taste very good. But if you mix it together properly, it comes out pretty good. Yeah. And that's kind of us. That's really what we are, because we don't have anybody on the team that's going to wow you with their athletic ability or their basketball talent, but they play well together. Yep. And they really do believe in each other. And I know that, we were low-key at halftime, and we knew we weren't where we wanted to be. We'd like to have been 4 points ahead rather than 4 points behind. But, we know we're right there. And we just got to find a way.
And going away from that game now, you got a game coming up against Fort Kent. They played right before you guys. Have you had a chance to scout them a lot yet?
Well, today was the first time I've seen them live, and we've seen them on live stream there a couple of times and whatnot. So we get a little bit of a pretty good sense of who their players are and whatnot. And, we try to think of somebody that we play on our schedule that's similar to them. And, that's the thing with us is that we have a lot of different diverse players. Brett Kuzniers, who's a 6'3", but can also handle the ball and play point guard if we needed him to. We also have Buggy Richards, who's a point guard, but we can post him up if we want to. So we really match up well with everybody. We have a nice mixture of players. We didn't use as many players today just because of the nature of the game. And it's hard to, Dorman got onto the bench and I couldn't get him back off it. And Cam Page didn't play anyways near as much as I wanted him to play today. But
flow of the game type thing?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's all about the game. I mean, it's hard to put a kid in that position when it's that intense at that point. You're just going to have to ride it with who you got. He was doing basically the same thing. He said that I got my five out there, you got your five, and let's see how this thing turns out. And you just kind of let it go, And luckily we made just enough plays to come out ahead.
Well, congratulations,
Gilles. Thank you.
Best of luck going.